May peraan! May peraan! Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket, o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Dolores. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 63 years old mula sa Victoria, byuda na nagtatrabaho bilang nurse. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Dolores. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Dolores mula sa Victoria. Halos 2 dekada na ako nagtatrabaho bilang nurse dito sa bansa. At dahil 63 na nga ako ngayon, pinag-iisipan ko nang magretiro sa loob ng 2 taon. Naisip kong magandang timing ito kasi ngayong taon na matatapos ang mortgage ko sa bahay. Ngayon, meron pong lumapit sa akin na real estate broker at isa pang accountant na inaalok ako na palaguin ang investments ko sa pagpasok sa isang self-managed super fund. Ang sabi nila, sila na daw ang bahalang bumuo ng mga makakasama ko sa SMSF. Basta ang sigurado daw ay pwede akong makakuha ng 2 pang property. Bilang 63 years old na ako, hati ang aking desisyon kasi habang gusto kong makaipon pa sa pamamagitan ng property, medyo kabado din ako kasi nga kakayanin ko pa bang bayarin ang panibagong utang. Bukod pa dito, hindi rin ako sigurado kung mapagkakatiwalaan ko ang makakasama sa pagbuo ng self-managed super fund. Sana matulungan niyo ako. At para magsilbing gabay niyan, makakasama natin muli ang finance expert na si Ms. Maria Papa. Kamusta po, Ms. Maria?
Hello, Christina. I'm so glad to be here again.
Yes, umpisahan po natin sa simpleng paraan. Please explain po muna sa mga tagapakinig kung ano ang self-managed super fund. Paano ito naiiba sa super na binibigyan or binibigay sa atin ng ating mga employers? Go ahead po.
Yung self-managed super fund, it's actually yung super mo, kino-convert mo na into a self-managed super fund na ikaw mismo ang nagko-control o nagmamanage ng mga investments noon. It can be invested kung ikaw na, imbis na nandun siya sa super, di ba, and other people are actually managing your investments, ikaw ang in charge dun sa investment ng iyong pera for your retirement. So let's say you can invest it in shares, kung marunong ka mag-invest sa shares and you understand what you're doing, or you can invest it directly into properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so si Dolores po ay 63 years old, okay? At patapos na rin ang mortgage niya. Napaka-ideal ng kanyang pagre-retiro, pero sa kanyang edad, masasabi po ba ninyong pwede na siya pumasok sa SMSF? Pros and cons po. Sige po, Ms. Maria.
All right. I'm really impressed, no, that she managed to pay her house in the last 20 years because she's been here 20 years. She bought her own home. So nung 43, dun pa lang siya talaga. I think yung superannuation actually started also about 20 years ago. So if I calculate probably how much she has in super, siguro maswerte na kung meron siya mga 250 to 300,000. To be able to invest sa SMSF, you need a sizable amount of money, something like $200,000 minimum. So if she does this, a huge portion of her super will be going to SMSF. Second is, she's investing in properties. She's 63. Yes. She's retiring in 2 years or hopefully in another 4 years kasi 67 is when she will begin getting her age pension. Mm-hmm. So, she can combine yung super and age pension niya for her retirement, all right? So, ang iksi na lang nung span of time for her to start drawing from her superannuation. Yung property is a long-term investment. Ang short mm-hmm. na nung span of time niya para mag-invest in property. I don't think she'd be able to pay for that in the next 4, 5, or even during her lifetime. And ang property, hindi siya liquid. Matagal bago ka makapagbenta ng property, di ba? Hindi naman basta-basta nakakapagbenta ka agad. So, ako, with my disclaimer that she has to consult a financial planner with regards to this, I wouldn't do it at her age. Second, kung titignan mo, accountant at saka real estate agent. Red flag na sa akin yon.
Bakit po? Please, please explain. Bakit po? Bakit red flag ito? Whereas, you know, we can say that they're both maybe, you know, really experts. Experts din sila sa ginagawa nilang trabaho. So, they're professionals rather. So, bakit po red flag ito para sa inyo?
Ang tanong dyan is, are they doing it in your best interest? Or are they doing it to line up their pockets? That's the biggest question para sa akin. I've seen a lot of my clients in which the accountant sold them properties and acted as real estate agents as well, in which the investment didn't go very well. And so this, for these two people, and to propose that she invests with another party na hindi niya kilala, that's not a good thing.
Okay, so usually po kasi, di ba, pag pumapasok sa self-managed super fund, ay, if I'm not mistaken, tama po ba, sometimes magkakamag-anak sila. Only because ang vision nila is they want a particular property that they're eyeing for the entire family as well. So, kailangan shared, di ba, yung investments din. So, given na hindi naman niya kilala yung makakasama sa SMSF, paano po ba siya pwede pang mag-ingat to protect herself and most of all, yung kanyang investments?
It doesn't have to be complicated. SMSF is complicated. Kung hindi ka investment savvy, it's not a good thing to go into. You have to understand, it's starting an SMSF is very expensive. Initially, yung cost to just to set it up is $5,000 already. So mababawasan na yung super mo by $5,000. Plus may ongoing cost yan, which is of course filing the tax returns for the SMSF for $1,500 a year. So it's very expensive. You can do it if you have a huge superannuation. Marami kang pera sa super mo. But if you're only looking, you only have about 300, 200 or 300,000. I don't think it's worth it. Yung timeline mo, it has to be long term. Investing in properties with looking at 5 years down the track, hindi pa yan masyadong umaakyat yung halaga. It will take about 10 years bago umakyat yung halaga ng property mo, even within your super. Ang other options niya, I think, it has to be less complicated than SMSF. I'm looking at possibly exploring and talking to their superannuation provider about the transition to retirement. That's an option in which you're saving tax. You pay less tax and at the same time putting more money into your super. Transition to retirement is one option for her. Less complex, simple, and it puts more money into her super. Another option is dun sa, you can invest indirectly in properties through your superannuation. You can speak to someone like a financial planner kung ang provider mo, like let's say an industry super fund. Nakipag-usap kayo dun sa financial planner there. And ask them and find out, is there a way for me to invest not only in shares but also in properties indirectly? And they'd actually provide you with options for you to do this. So investing directly in shares at this stage, I don't think so. But of course, speak to a financial planner.
Okay, sige po. Nakakatuwa ang sinabi ninyo tungkol sa karagdagang options na pwedeng tingnan. The number one is yung transition to retirement. So, dahan-dahan, pwede nyo nang tingnan yon.
Explore
and
that.
Also, explore that. Pati nga yung sabi ninyo, yung shares din, yung what do you call this, pag-invest in properties indirectly. Para nga sabi ninyo, hindi maging komplikado. Now, yes. Ma'am, siguro huling paalala na lang, no? Sa mga gustong pasukin ng self-managed super fund, saan sila dapat mag-ingat para naman ang investments ay hindi talaga masayang? Go right ahead po.
Oh, a self-managed super fund is perfect for like business owners. Like let's say, imbis na nagre-renta sila kung saan sila, kung kuyari may factory sila, tapos nagre-renta sila where they do their business, they can actually buy that instead of renting from somebody else. They can buy it through their self-managed super fund. So SMSF is good if you're all related, you all work for the same business, or mag-partners kayo in a business. Then, of course, even if you're not related, you can actually invest in that particular property where your business is actually being done, where you do your business. So that's the perfect way to do SMSF. If you want to invest in SMSF for your retirement, gaagahan mo naman, mga 40 years old, meron ka na mga 200, 300,000 in your SMSF, in your superannuation to be able to convert it into an SMSF, And then of course, long term ang investment mo, hindi short term.
Okay, and on that note, maraming salamat sa ating tampok na eksperto, si Ms. Maria Papa. Sa uulitin po, thank you ma'am.
Oy, salamat din Christina.
Ayan, at kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Muli, ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!